BBC presents Destination Fire. Charred Remains, a story by Philip Levine, with Robert Beatty as Q Barnaby, fire investigator.
Excuse me, this chair taken?
No, help yourself.
Thank you.
Here, hang on to that. I'll shift it for you.
Oh, that's kind of you.
Yeah. Improved, isn't it?
Hmm?
The food in the buffies.
Oh, yes, the sandwiches look quite fresh. Not bad at all.
Poor old comedians have to find some new material, won't they? All those jokes about stale sandwiches and lukewarm tea.
Yes, indeed. Of course, some people will complain about anything. One meets it all the time in business.
You're telling me. This thing about the customer's always right there, not, you know...
I can see you're in business, too.
Wholesale stationers, anything from ballpoints to typewriters.
Mm, sounds profitable.
Was, once upon a time. But the multiples are squeezing out the small men. What's your line?
Furniture.
Retail?
No, manufacture.
Oh, very nice.
Well, as you said, once upon a time. To be honest, I've been trying to sell out.
Well, talk about birds of a feather, me too. But money's tight.
Tight? I sometimes wonder if it hasn't all dried up.
Have you closed down?
No, I must keep going somehow if I hope to sell.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'll keep ordering, but Lord knows what I'll do with this stuff.
Oh, sorry, that's my train.
Oh, and mine.
Really?
Travel together, eh?
Yes, why not? Yes, I agree with you, Mr. Martin. Bank managers aren't too helpful these days.
Mine's pushing me for all he's worth. If I don't cough up soon, Mr. Carter, I'm for the bankruptcy court, I can tell you.
I shan't be far behind.
You know, I think I'm worth more dead than alive.
Aren't we all?
No, I mean, here I am with a freehold warehouse plus stock. Must be worth 35, 40,000. Yet the only way I'll get my hands on the cash is for the place to go up in smoke.
Well, provided you're covered.
Oh, I am. Don't you worry. How about you?
Oh, yes, I suppose my policy's worth... Yes, round about 40,000 too.
Well, we're not just birds of a feather. More like two peas, eh?
So, how about starting a little fire?
Yes, how about it?
No, I think I'd prefer the bankruptcy court to prison. You can't get away with arson these days.
Depends. You know, I was in the AFS during the war, Auxiliary Fire Service.
Were you?
I know a fair bit about fire. Yes, people get caught, but that's because they're careless or they're around when it happens. Use your head, get yourself an alibi, and you're home and dry.
Ah, but they'd always connect you in some way.
Once again, depends. You know, it's funny, meeting you like this. Just reminded me of something.
How?
Yes, a film I saw once, all years back. There's two blokes meet, you see, on a train. Both want to get rid of their wives, so they swap murders. Now, supposing you and I swap fires, eh?
You're not serious.
Never more.
Oh, but...
Look, supposing you nipped off somewhere, and I put a match to your place. Well, there's nothing to connect us. Who'd suspect me? And vice versa.
Oh, no, Mr. Martin, sorry, that's not for me.
Mr. Carter, you're a man after my own heart. You're cautious, you don't rush into things. But you're up against it, so am I. So why not think about it?
No, really.
But give it a week or so. And if you're agreeable, let's meet, say, Marble Arch Speakers Call a Monday week. If you turn up, fine. If not, don't worry. I shan't hold it against you. Now, Mr. Carter, let's have the name of the hotel again, eh?
The Crown Westbourne.
Good. Now, have all your meals in and be seen around. I won't go into action until the Saturday.
You're sure it'll be all right?
Oh, can't miss. Your factory's closed for annual holidays. You'll have been gone a week. All I need is a large pile of wood shavings and a spot of linseed oil. And when the insurance blokes turn up, they'll think it's what they call spontaneous combustion.
Yes, but...
Oh, they may wrap you over the knuckles for negligence, but that's all.
You know, I've got some very valuable machinery. Seems a...
Leave it. Don't take anything out of the factory. They might check your inventory. That'd be a bad mistake.
I've got a small delivery van. Can I hang on to that?
Shove it into a garage for service before you go. That should be all right. Now, come on, let's have those keys.
There you are.
Right, and I'll post these to your flat. When you arrive back, go straight there from the station and destroy the envelope before you do anything else.
I won't forget.
Good.
How will I know if everything's all right?
Simple. Westbourne's on STD and you phone this number at 10 o'clock Saturday week and I'll be there. And by that time, Mr. Carter, it should all be over.
Hello?
Hello? Is that you?
No names, friend. The kiddies bonfire's well away. They'll be having fun and games all night.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Won't forget you owe me a return invitation, will you?
No, of course not. Where do we meet? The park?
No, the train, Thursday, at 10:35.
Q? Q, where are you?
Straight ahead, the machine shop.
It was such bliss, sleeping late on a Sunday morning, and then you had to call.
Can't say I was overjoyed when the insurance company rang. Did you pick up the brigade's report?
Yes. Should I read it?
Yes, please.
Premises Hexton Furniture Limited. Owner Charles Carter, manufacturers of domestic furniture. Call received 9:23, brigade arrived 9:27. All doors were locked on arrival. Entry finally gained through the delivery bay.
Well, was that all?
No, not quite. The factory was closed for annual holidays. The owner's at an hotel in Westbourne. He was notified by telephone and would be returning by the earliest train on Sunday. That's this morning. Well, I shouldn't think he'll be too pleased either.
He has himself to blame.
Has he?
From the depth of charring, the fire started here. By this partition. Or what's left of it. I'd say there was a large pile of wood shavings here. Some oil's dripped through from the polishing department. It oxidizes, the pile gets hot like a compost heap, then up it goes by spontaneous ignition.
Oh, it was an accident, then.
Well, there's no signs of forced entry, and the factory's been closed for 8 days.
You'll want a sample of this ash.
Yes, you better stick to routine. Get Alec to check for linseed oil, will you? But from the smell, I have little doubt about it.
Mr. Barnaby?
Yes?
I'm Mr. Carter. They tell me you might be here. I hope I haven't kept you. I didn't get into Victoria until 10:15, then I dropped off my case at the flat.
Well, as you can see, there's not much left, I'm afraid.
Do you know how it started?
Well, I have an idea. If I'm right, then I must lay the blame at your door.
What? At mine?
Bad management. A pile of wood shavings became contaminated with oil. Rubbish should be disposed of daily.
Well, there were notices, but I'm afraid one can't be everywhere at once.
Now, just a few questions.
Yes?
You've been staying at Westbourne?
All the week, at the Crown.
And you were there last night?
Yes, there was a dinner dance and I was with friends.
Prior to the holidays, you were in full production?
Oh, yes, and I locked up personally on the Friday.
Everything was switched off?
Oh, yes, I checked the mains in the offices and the factory.
I see. Well, I think that's all for the moment, Mr. Carter.
You're through, are you?
I'll probably look around again, but my report should be with the company in a day or so. Come in. Ah, Alec, just the man.
My report on those wood shavings.
Good, let's have it.
Well, they contained an unsaturated oil, iodine number around the 180s, so I should think it was linseed. But I'm not sure it came from the polishing department.
Oh? Why?
You take a look at this ground plan of a factory.
Where'd you get this?
From the local authorities.
Why?
Well, in spite of the fire, the moisture content of those shavings was quite high. I don't think they did catch a light on their own. Of course, I can't be certain. That's why I collected the plan. Look, is this a drain or isn't it?
It could be. It's certainly worth investigating. And Carter did bother me slightly. Thanks, Alec.
My pleasure.
There's a coffee for you, Alec, on my desk.
Oh, thanks.
Val, we're going back to the factory.
Why? What's wrong?
A couple of things. Tell me, if you got a call that your whole business had gone up in smoke, what would you do the moment you arrived at Victoria?
We'll grab a cab and go straight to the factory.
But Carter didn't. He went home and dropped off his case.
Uh-huh.
And that's not all. Alec's come up with something.
Well, have I time to finish my coffee?
All right. But make sure I don't leave here without the large spirit level. Right. Val, now, if we can just clear some of this ash away, I can use this spirit level.
Right. Sure.
I want to see which way the floor slopes.
Well, there's not much of a slope, is there?
No, but enough. Where's that can of water?
Over here.
There, you see? The water runs away from the machine shop and down towards that inside drain. The linseed oil could never have leaked through from the polishing department because the floor slopes the other way.
No, Look, I'm telling you, Martin, they're suspicious.
How can they be? Your alibi's perfect, Carter.
Then why are they delaying payment?
Well, we'll give them another week and then threaten legal proceedings. Those companies don't like trouble. You'll get your money.
Yes, but when? The factory's gone. I've got no assets. The banks refuse me another penny. I've tried to raise some cash, but I've...
Aye. And what about my place?
Your place?
Well, that's why we met, you know. To plan your part of the bargain.
Yes, but wouldn't it be wiser to postpone it for a while?
You know, Carter, I think you're scared.
Well, if you want the truth, yes, I am. Oh, it all sounded very simple, but I'm not so sure anymore.
But be logical. How can they connect me with you or you with me? We're talking strangers.
That's as maybe.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a bit of an incentive.
How do you mean?
Well, you're broke, so perhaps I can help you out.
Would you, Martin?
Oh, I've no cash handy. Oh. But, as you know, I've kept the business ticking over. And on Friday, I'm expecting a couple of dozen brand new office typewriters, international. They retail about 70 quid each. Now, I know someone who pays 30 quid apiece, no questions asked.
You mean...
Simple. You've got a van, haven't you?
Yes.
It's plain, isn't it? No name on it.
No.
Good. When you get to the warehouse, drive into the yard and load yourself up a dozen. That should net you around 350 quid and keep you ticking over till the insurance cough up. So what you say, eh?
Well, I haven't got much choice, have I?
Oh, now, don't be like that. We made a bargain, didn't we? And now I'm giving you an unexpected bonus. The typewriter's all loaded up, Mr. Carter.
Martin, what are you doing here? I thought you were in Broadstairs.
I was. It's carnival night. Big fancy dress ball. Don't think I'll be missed for a couple of hours.
But why take the risk?
Ah, that's a good question, Carter. Very good question. You know, I think you're right after all.
What about?
This business of swapping fires. Bit dicey. You're not really cut out for it, are you? Nervous type. So let's forget it, shall we?
Yes, but my van, it's loaded up with the typewriters.
Leave them. You see, I got hit with a much better idea. A burglar.
Burglar?
Mm. And a nice little accidental fire.
I don't know what you're getting at.
I mean, just look around this warehouse. An awful lot of inflammable stuff. Spirit-based inks, large bottles of correcting fluid. Now, supposing a burglar breaks in. It's dark. And he upsets one of them. Like this.
What on earth are you doing?
Now, supposing two... He's an ignorant sort of bloke. Takes out a fag and lights one. Well, with all this vapour about, woof! Up he goes in a cloud of smoke and the warehouse with him. Nothing left but his charred remains. Plus lighter and cigarette case. Providing there's no name on him and he's not carrying a wallet. Doubt if they'd ever identify him.
But how could you arrange that?
How? I already have.
What?
You broke into this warehouse, didn't you?
Me? No. I used your key.
Yes, but I forced a window.
What? But why?
Wake up, Carter. Why do you think?
What's that? What have you got there?
A spanner.
Are you mad? Keep away from me.
Now, you have got yourself into a corner, haven't you?
Martin, for God's sake.
It'll look as though you've been hit by the falling debris.
But my van.
I'll dump it somewhere. They'll think you had an accomplice who panicked when the fire started.
No, Martin, please.
No, I'm quite safe. So don't you worry your little head about me. Now, cigarette case. Light up. And toss the cigarette towards the broken bottle. There she goes.
We haven't moved them, Q. Perhaps I should say the charred remains. Not a very pleasant sight, I'm afraid.
No, never is. Any idea who he is?
Not a clue at the moment. Looks to me like a breaking and entering job. In spite of the fire, it's clear this window's been forced.
Yes. Who owns this warehouse?
A Mr. Martin. He was down in Broadstairs for the weekend. He locked up personally on Friday evening.
The dead man find anything on him?
Not much. Cigarette case, lighter, what's left of a comb and handkerchief.
Travelling light, wasn't he?
Well, burglars usually do. What do you make of it, Q?
Well, the seat of the fire seems to be over here. Yes, the floor is deeply charred.
All right. Found something?
No. Smell this debris.
Well, it's like pear drops.
Yes. Ethyl or amyl acetate. I wonder what was stored down here.
We can soon find out. The owner's on the next floor. He's itemizing his losses. This way, you. Oh, Mr. Martin?
Yes, Inspector?
This is Mr. Barnaby, our fire expert.
Oh, how do you do?
How are you?
Feeling pretty low. Not much to salvage from this lot.
Mm. Were you fully insured?
Yes, thank heavens.
I'd like you to give me the general layout.
Oh, sure. Top floor, mainly soft goods, paper, carbons, wrappings, tags, that sort of thing, you know. This floor, metal goods mainly, anything from paper clips to a duplicating machine. And then down below, the ground floor, mostly liquids, inks, lubricating oils, correcting fluids.
They have an acetate base, haven't
they? Yes, most of them.
Well, you carry on, though. I may want another word with you.
Oh, I'll be around. The insurance company asked me for a complete inventory.
Well, it's only a guess, Robbie, but from the position of the body, it looks as though he may have upset something inflammable and then lit a cigarette.
Well, his hands weren't too badly burned. We'll soon know if he had a record. I'm going back to the yard to wait for the path report. Where will you be?
Well, I'd like to have a good look around here. I'll probably be here for another hour or so.
Oh, Mr. Barnaby, didn't realize you were still here.
Well, I'm through now.
Me too. Bit of a job remembering all the stock, but I don't think I missed anything.
Is that your inventory?
Yep.
May I look at it?
Why, you can have a copy. I've done it in triplicate.
Oh, that's wise.
Here you are.
Thank you. You certainly have got a good memory, Mr. Martin.
Oh, but only claim for what was there. Cross me up, I know insurance companies of old.
Oh, you've had other fires, have you?
Oh, no, this is my first and I hope my last. But I was once with the Auxiliary Fire Service and met quite a few assessors. And from my experience, they never miss a trick. Oh, the dust. Won't be sorry to climb into a bath.
Well, before you go, Mr. Martin, there's just one or two questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
You were down at Broadstairs at the weekend?
Yes, I try and get away when I can, especially if the weather's nice.
Where did you stay?
The New Royal. It was Carnival Week. Oh, we had a big do Saturday. Fancy dress ball. I went as a clown. You should have seen me make up the lot.
When did you hear about the fire?
Oh, not till Sunday afternoon. My char knew I was at Broadstairs. The police phoned and they seemed to think that bloke they found was a burglar.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting?
Oh, that's okay.
Well, I had a call from Robbie. He said you might still be here. He'd like to see you.
Oh, what's up?
Well, I don't know, but it sounded pretty urgent.
Ah, glad you're here, Q. Our burglar was dead before the fire started.
Before?
Hmm. There's no carbon monoxide in the bloodstream. If he'd been alive during the fire, he'd have breathed in some smoke, wouldn't he? This man was murdered, Q.
But how?
Oh, some blunt instrument. There's a nasty skull fracture.
Why choose a warehouse?
I wouldn't know. It might have happened during a robbery.
You've checked his prints?
Yes, he's not on file, no record.
What about his clothes?
Not much left of them, but seem to be of good quality. Oh, excuse me.
Sure.
Inspector Hackett? What? Whereabouts, exactly? Well, how long's it been there? I see. What do you mean, stationary items? How many? Well, they might have come from anywhere. It's a long shot. Yes, yes, all right. Get a full team over there right away.
What was all that about?
A small van was found abandoned in Kentish Town. A dozen typewriters in the back.
Yeah.
It might be a coincidence, but I think we ought to take a look, don't you? Well, there they are, Q. A dozen brand new typewriters.
Any fingerprints in the driver's cabin?
No, the whole vehicle's been wiped clean. All very professional.
Do you think you can trace the owner?
Well, as you can see, the plates have been removed, but we're checking the engine serial number. We ought to have something before long.
Good. Of course, the van may have been stolen.
Yeah, more than likely. Look, I'm going back to my car in case a call comes through.
Oh, Val?
Oh, yes, Q?
Those typewriters in the back of the van, they're made by International. Take the serial numbers, check with the firm. Find out who they were supplied to, will you?
And when?
Exactly.
Aren't we encroaching on Robbie's territory?
Well, he's got enough on his plate, so get cracking. There's a good girl.
Right, you're the boss.
I think you were right, Q. Looks as though the van was stolen.
Oh?
Supplied to some furniture company. I've got the details here. Hexton Furniture Limited, Director Charles Carter.
Well, well, well.
Why, you know him, Q?
Yes, I know him, all right.
What do you know about him?
Well, it's just a hunch. But grab yourself a couple of your fingerprint boys and let's all pile into my car.
What's the idea?
I want to call in on our Mr. Carter. I hope I am wrong, but I have an odd feeling that we're not going to find him at home.
I found the caretaker, Q.
When did he last see Carter?
Not since Saturday. And from these milk bottles and newspapers, he certainly hasn't been home.
Did your boys get some good prints?
Plenty. Cigarette box, door handles, oh, more than enough. They'll phone as soon as they've made a comparison. But if it was Carter in the warehouse, what the devil was he doing there?
Well, before I answer that one, I'd like to be sure it was him. Meantime, take a look at these bank statements.
That's quite an overdraft.
Yes, isn't it?
Oh, I'll take it. Yes, Hackett speaking. Yes? Yes, I've got that. Fine, thanks for being so prompt. Goodbye.
Well?
I'm afraid those prints were identical, Q. That was Carter's body in the warehouse. No doubt at all. Do you know a man called Carter, Mr. Martin?
Carter? Oh, yes, I know several Carters. There's retail stationers and, now who's the other one? Oh, yes, Inks. Mainly imported stuff, Indian, that sort of thing. Don't do a lot of business with them, though.
No, this is a Mr. Charles Carter in furniture.
Oh, no, I don't know anyone in that line.
You've never supplied him with any stationery?
No. But you can easily check. Everything goes through my account. I'm not one for fiddling. Anyway, who is this bloke?
The man we found in the warehouse.
Well, I don't get it. If he's in the furniture game, why would he break into my place?
Yes, Mr. Martin, that's exactly what we'd like to know. Well, that's an interesting theory, Q, but how do you start to prove it?
Well, look at Carter's overdraft. I'll take a bet Martin's in the red, too.
Who isn't these days? But that doesn't make one a fire raiser.
Yes, but there are too many coincidences. Carter was at Westbourne.
And Martin was in Broadstairs.
Or so he says, but it was carnival night. He could easily have slipped away.
But prove it.
Look, if Carter didn't know Martin, or vice versa, why did he break into the warehouse?
Well, the insurance company wouldn't pay up, so he thought he'd try a spot of burglary.
Then how did the van get to Kentish Town?
Well, maybe he had an accomplice.
Do you really believe that?
No, of course I don't. But shoved Martin in the dock, and that would be his defense.
Well, I'm pretty certain they decided to swap fires. And then something went wrong. Perhaps Carter tried to back out.
You may be right. But with so little evidence, I can't see us getting much further.
Well, isn't that nice? My employer making me coffee for a change.
And now that you've arrived, you can take over.
Well, that's gratitude. I traipse all the way up to International Typewriters, collect coffee invoices, delivery notes.
Well, I could have saved you a journey. It was Carter's body we found, and it was Carter's van. So there's little doubt those typewriters were from Martin's warehouse.
Yes, they delivered 24 on Friday. It's a pity, really. If only they'd have left it till after the weekend, it would have saved the insurance a tidy sum.
24, you said? On Friday?
Yes. Here's the delivery note signed by Martin.
See.
Oh, what's wrong?
That list of goods that was in Martin's warehouse. He gave me a copy. Where is it?
In the file.
Oh, come on, get it out, honey.
Here we are.
Let's see. Yes. Yes, this is interesting.
Maybe so, but I'm far more interested in that coffee.
Well, you shall have it, Val.
Don't strain yourself.
Drink up, my pet, then we're going back to that warehouse. I think you've given me the answer.
That's the lot, Q. Can't see any more typewriter frames.
How many have we got now?
Oh, well, let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. Yes, a dozen exactly.
That's what I thought.
Yes, but it's exactly what's on Martin's list, so he's been quite honest.
Yes, indeed. Now, just contact Robbie while I call Martin. I'm afraid this is one case where honesty was not the best policy.
Sorry I've been so long, Mr. Barnaby. Had a job to get a cab.
Oh, I've been kept busy.
So I see. Been checking my list, have you?
Yes, and the debris.
Well, I promise I won't claim for anything that wasn't in the warehouse.
Well, perhaps you'd just confirm something for me, would you?
Sure, anything. I've got nothing to hide.
On Friday afternoon, you took delivery of 24 typewriters from International. This is your signature, isn't it?
Yes, that's mine.
Good. Now, you know that man we mentioned, Carter?
Oh, furniture bloke.
Yes. Now, in the back of his van, we found a dozen portable typewriters.
Well, they weren't portable.
Weren't they? And how did you know that, Mr. Martin?
What?
That the typewriters in the back of Carter's van weren't portable.
Oh, well, there's been talk of a burglary, so naturally I thought they'd come from here. And my lot were large office typewriters.
Of which you received 24.
Yes.
Then why have you only claimed for 12?
Well, as I said, there's been a burglary and there was a dozen missing.
But you made out this list before the van was found. So how did you know they were missing? And you did. Look, here's that list you made out. You've only put down 12 typewriters.
Yeah, so I did. Silly.
Very. If you knew what was in the van, then you must have known Carter.
Yes, bad slip, that. Almost as bad as yours.
Mine?
Giving me back this list. If I destroy it and my copies, where's your case?
Here.
Oh, no. Just not quick enough, Mr. Barnaby. Now, all I have to do is put a quick light to it, and hey, presto, up it goes, just like the warehouse.
Yes, that was very efficient, Mr. Martin.
What?
But I'm sure Mr. Barnaby's secretary is even more efficient. Am I right, Q?
Indeed, Robbie. Val photostats all incoming documents without exception.
She what?
Why so surprised, Mr. Martin? After all, even I could have a fire.
That was Robert Beatty as Q Barnaby and Gudrun Ure as Val in Charred Remains, written by Philip Levine and produced for the BBC by Martin C. Webster.